This is Amanda Barclay doing an interview of Jane Dykeslog on May 30th, 2000 at her house at 3265 Southwest Nyssen Road, Beaverton, Oregon 97006. About how old were you during the time of the Korean War?
I was 28 to 31.
Where were you living at the time, and what was it like?
We were living in Washington County in the Alloa, Huber, Elmonic area. And it was much more open and rural at that time.
What were you doing prior to 1950?
I was teaching school at Skyline School in Multnomah County.
What about your home life at that time?
I was married to a builder of homes, and we had a son.
What were you doing during the war?
I stopped full-time teaching and was substitute teaching for the remainder of the war.
What grades were you teaching?
Primary grades.
Do you remember doing bomb drills in school?
Oh, yes, I remember that. We would herd the kids into the lavatories and have them sit down on the floor with their backs against the wall and put their heads down between their knees.
What were their reactions, and what were the teachers' reactions? Did you take it seriously? Did you think it was a real threat?
Well, I think the kids were kind of, they kind of laughed about it, you know. But I believe the adults were serious enough about it that we tried to make them feel that way, too.
We read in the Argus about civilian defense activities like the observation tower that was at Hill High and local buildings used as bomb shelters. What do you remember about that?
No, I don't remember anything like that in this area. But I do know that in other states, there were friends of ours who actually built shelters, deep shelters in their home.
Were you fearful of communism?
Well, there was so much talk about communism in those days, and you sort of had a feeling that there must be something to it to be dreading, but and a lot of talk amongst people, but I personally didn't fear it.
What do you know about Joseph McCarthy and the Red Scare?
Well, I knew Joseph McCarthy had something to do with communism back in Washington, D.C., but that's about it.
What was one event that stands out in your mind about that time?
Well, they were trying to get more people into the war, fellows to go in the war, and I was, one of the things I dreaded was that maybe my husband would have to go back in, and I thought, oh no, not, he's only been back 4 years, 4 or 5 years, from having been already in many battles in the South Pacific, and I certainly didn't want to have him go back over again.
How did the media portray the war?
The media in those days were much different than the media now. We didn't have television, of course, and so anything you learned was just through the newspaper or radio, and I was so busy I didn't pay that much attention to it.
How were soldiers received?
I think soldiers would have been received with great dignity, because it wasn't like the Vietnam War afterwards. You know, they came home and were kind of looked down upon, but not so with the Korean War. Actually, we didn't know many men that were in the Korean War against communism.
Did you ever have to take an oath of loyalty?
No, we didn't have to do that.
Do the American people trust the government more now or then?
I think people don't trust the government very much nowadays. And outside of the communism issue back then, I think people did trust the government.
Why do you think that is?
Oh, you hear so much of politics nowadays, and you have so much always to hear on television and read, and it's just more talk all the time. The Korean War wasn't that many years after World War II, and World War II was such a big war, and so much patriotism and so many men in that war that following the Korean War, coming after that, just to seem, well, I shouldn't say as important, but somehow or other, I guess that's the way I feel.